Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Todd and Todd and Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day one of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. And Todd, I continue to be amazed by the people, the organizations, the innovation, the new technology, just the amazing firepower that's going on in this room. It continues to amaze me.
It's like innovation everywhere. I mean, the difference is from the old cliche, all this innovation is getting implemented.
Yeah, no, that's the true, really cool factor of this thing. And we got a really cool organization joining us now. Say hello to Greg Johnson, the marketing manager with Thermo Fisher Scientific in the Fluid Handling Division. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Yeah, Todd, thanks for having us here today.
Good to have you. And Jim Richard, the Business Development Manager with Thermo Fisher. Nice to see you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Greg, we'll start with you. Give us a quick rundown of you and your background.
My background is I've been involved with the pump industry for more than 30 years. A good portion of that has been involved with the peristaltic pump technology, developing new products in that and new innovations for fluid handling and the water treatment marketplace.
Outstanding. Jim, give us your background.
Well, I've been in the pump industry for 39 years, worked with three different companies over that period of time. And you're talking about innovation. When I started in this industry, asbestos was widely used. Composites was a thing of the future.
Wow.
Things like tubing pumps were unheard of, and peristaltic pumps were unheard of. But an awful lot has changed in that period of time.
Jim, I'm amazed at what changes in a year's time. I can't imagine in that duration. And it must be actually kind of scintillating to think on what's happened since then. Greg, let me ask you to give us a 10,000-foot view of Thermo Fisher Scientific. What do you do? How are you serving your market?
Well, our fluid handling group serves a broad range of different markets, from medical devices to water treatment to the food and beverage industry. We do that through custom design products and off-the-shelf products for chemical feed and water treatment. We butter popcorn in some of our applications and help save limbs in other applications. Wow. So, yeah.
Jim, I'm going to go back on your perspective. It's nice to have another guy of my vintage on the show, by the way. So I got to mention that. But talk about trends. Look out forward now. You've looked past and give us a perspective on that. What do you see coming?
Well, there's been some tremendous breakthroughs in the tubing, manufacturing of tubing, where we now have products available that far exceed life expectancy of only 5 years ago. And as far as chemical resistance and durability, some of the new formulations that our partners are developing have just been phenomenal. And that enhances the use of our products, because the product is only as good as the medium that touches the components. And the component on our particular products is the hose of the tubing. Through specialized formulations that are proprietary to Thermo Fisher, we've been able to have some tremendous successes.
Greg, talk about the peristaltic pump technology. What advantages does that offer?
Well, within this industry, it has a number of advantages. First of all, it is a technology that will not ever vapor lock. So if you're a treatment plant operator, you don't have to worry about these pumps going down in the middle of the night due to some expanding vapor getting caught up in the pump head and helping you actually just sleep better at night, because it's a reliable technology, can deliver that chemical, that important chemical that disinfects the water and keeps it clean so that we can either drink it or, you know, dispose of it. So,
Greg, get a little more specific on some of the applications.
Well, a lot of our applications go in the water treatment. You know, we primarily chemical feed with our smaller Masterflex peristaltic technology. Those do sodium hypochlorite, hydrogen peroxide, any of those chemicals that may be needed to disinfect, flocculate, pull out particulate matter from the fluid. But then again, on the high end of the range, we have hose pumps that can handle the sludges, the activated sludges, and do those things that are done by, say, a progressing cavity type pump or rotary lobe style pumps, but eliminate some of the issues that you have with seals in those pumps or worn out stators, those types of things. So it's a more reliable technology, uses less energy, and provides more flow, those types of things.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we are speaking with Greg Johnson and Jim Richard at Thermo Fisher Scientific. Jim, I got to ask you, we're here in Chicago, McCormick Place in WEFTEC. What's new this year at the Thermo Fisher Scientific booth?
Well, wide variety of upgraded products as well as new additions to the line. I'll give you a brief summary. One particular product we have is a new hose pump. And this particular unit has the capabilities of pumping up to 650 gallons a minute.
Wow.
It's the largest hose pump in the world. And it's made with a few unique bells and whistles that optimizes hose life, and it also saves energy. So we've done some testing, and it's been a reliable product, and we're looking forward to a wonderful sales and, more importantly, customer satisfaction applications.
You kind of breezed over the saving energy thing. I bet that's pretty important to your
customer. Oh, it's unbelievable. The cost of energy is tremendous. Not only for our hose pump, which is a relatively large unit, but even for the smaller Masterplex pumps. The newer products that we have at our booth, which we hope people come by and visit, these products are effective versus other technologies like air-operated diaphragm pumps. As the name says, they're operated by air. Air is not free. Air has to be produced by compressors. Compressors take energy. You have to plug the compressor in.
I hadn't thought of that.
And when you do a total cost of ownership, and you look at a peristaltic pump versus some of these other technologies, there's absolutely no way that anyone that wants to save an organization money doesn't make an educated decision to move forward in this direction.
I mean, that's a really interesting perspective, because you've got to look way beyond the cost of the technology itself, the pump itself, and look at operations and maintenance and length of life cycle and all kinds of other things to get the full financial picture.
Well, absolutely. And the cost of spare parts and inventory. Some of these other technologies require 20, 30, 40 moving parts. We have two. and we only have one item that actually touches the fluid,
mm-hmm.
and that is the hose of the pump.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. It's been it's tremendous. And one of the things that have been very, very beneficial is we had some people from Water Online actually come into an area in a small town in rural Maine where they put $100,000 worth of pumps. And as a result of the video that was produced, this has been shown all over the world through Water Online. And we've had distributors and we've had consumers make numerous comments of how this opened their eyes to this technology, and as a result, they're saving money and becoming more productive.
Gosh, well, thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Anything we can do to help?
Well, we talked about Thermo Fisher demonstrating some new product here at WEFTEC, but what are some of the other advantages of being at a show like this? I have to imagine there's some, and I'll tee this up for you, Greg, there's got to be some amazing learning opportunities here to get a wider scope on the marketplace.
Well, from my perspective, there's the ability to go in and see what other companies that are doing similar things to us are doing here. So from the competitive aspect, but we also have an opportunity to speak with the engineers, the engineering companies that are driving the whole project business here. You know, this is a very spec-driven type of business, mm-hmm. typically started at the A&E level and then driven downwards from there, and to see what they're looking at for new ways to approach what they need to get accomplished on it. Some of the things I'm seeing is a lot of the new biomass processing and that type of a thing, and the biologicals that are being used to do the treatment and those kinds of things that are ideal for a peristaltic technology to pump, because it won't damage that kind of a product.
One thing that I find very beneficial with shows like this is it gives me an opportunity to meet with our business partners. Those are our distributors. These are some of the best industrial distributors in North America. We have people that have been in business an awful lot of years, and they employ specialists. And these specialists know the ins and the outs of the water industry. They know the terminology. They know the people. And it gives us an opportunity to receive real-world feedback from them, directly from consumers, not only one or two people, but all our distributors come to the show. And it gives people in marketing and people in sales an opportunity to gather real-world information that lead us to development of new products or tweaking or modifying what we have to offer.
Jim, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so much technology that all has to get integrated into one system, and there's no one company can do it all. It's just flat impossible. So you talked very eloquently about the role of the distributor. What other kind of partnering and collaboration do you have going on to help the end user get the best complete solution?
Well, it's our applications support back in our Barrington office. And of course, our marketing department does a tremendous job. But our people that write specifications, modify specifications, work closely with engineering firms and our distributors in order to make sure the consumer gets absolutely the optimum product for the applications, and all the paperwork is straight, and no one has to be concerned about a product being misapplied. The last thing we want to do is to have someone get hurt or have a system not work properly. And I'm very proud to say that some of our current distributors and some of our best customers were generated as a result of other people not doing the right job. And we, in conjunction with our marketing and sales departments and engineering, solve the problem. We solve problems.
Well, Greg, Jim, I hate to say it, we're out of time. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with each of you and where can they learn more about Thermo Fisher Scientific and Fluid Handling Division?
The best place for them to work with us is through our website, www.thermoscientific.com /fluid handling. That'll take them right to our area and all of our contact information.
Outstanding. Greg Johnson, the marketing manager, and Jim Richard, the business development manager with Thermo Fisher Scientific in the Fluid Handling Division. Gentlemen, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much,
Todd.
Tom, thank you.
All right.
Our pleasure.
That wraps this segment. On behalf of our guests, Greg Johnson and Jim Richard, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.